Portrait of the Sculptor Antonio Canova by François-Xavier Fabre. This is unquestionably one of Fabre's finest portraits, recording the likeness of the celebrated neoclassical sculptor whom he met and befriended in Italy. After the death of Alfieri in 1803, Fabre and the Countess of Albany commissioned Canova to execute the poet's tomb in the church of Santa Croce in Florence. Canova visited Florence in the spring of 1812, when he completed work on the Venus Italica for the Grand Duchess of Tuscany, Napoleon's sister, Elisa Bacciocchi. The work was intended to replace the Medici Venus in the Uffizi Gallery, which had been taken away by the occupying French forces. Fabre shows the sculptor surrounded by masterpieces in progress, the model for the Venus Italica, which earned him widespread fame, and a colossal, finely nerved foot, apparently belonging to the figure of Ajax, dating from 1812. Fabre sketched his model at a number of sittings. The lively, soulful portrait is combined here with a more studied, calculated pose. The neutral, lightly scrubbed background, the dark mass of the motionless bust, the fine crossed hands, the book and sheets of paper all reflect the confidence, erudition and renown of an artist at the height of his powers. In contrast, Canova's lively expression, half-open mouth, unkempt hair, which was in fact a wig, covering his baldness, his billowing cravat, tools and the marble fragments littering the foreground combine to create the illusion of a spontaneous moment captured on the spot. The artist gazes fondly and with great satisfaction at his finished work. The delicate chiaroscuro and the firm yet supple handling complement Fabre's scientific use of colour. The pink and orange cravat gleams against the white linen, and the whole work expresses a sense of elegance and good taste, with striking and memorable charm.